हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एस इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 पार्ट 1 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मन्मना भव मद्भक्तो मद्याजी माम नमस्कुरु मामी वैससि युक्तैवम् आत्मानं मत्परायणहम् मन्मनाभव मद्भक्तो मद्याजी मां नमस्कुरु मामी वैससि युक्तैवम् आत्मानं मत्परायणहम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद एंगेज युअर माइंड ऑलवेज इन थिंकिंग ऑफ मी become my devotee, offer obeisance to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjanasalakayam Saksharan Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedantam Swamingiti Naminim नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देशधारिणीं हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 पार्ट 1 Many time people, they ask what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita, because we are keep on reading the essence of Bhagavad Gita, that whatever happened is good, whatever happening is good, whatever is going to happen also is good. This is what people in general, they think that Bhagavad Gita means this is the essence. What you brought, what you are going to lose. Why you are crying? So this is not the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna very clearly explaining the essence of Bhagavad Gita in this shloka. This is the only shloka Krishna is repeated twice. One in this shloka and Krishna the same shloka he will repeat in 18th chapter again. So that means Krishna is giving importance in this shloka. So this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita, we can say. Krishna says manmana. Manmana means always think of me. So this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says manmana, always think of me. Then Krishna says mad bhakto, become my devotee. In this essence of people are written big the essence in the board, wherever you go, even if you go to hotel or wherever, they always hang this essence of Bhagavad Gita, the Gita Charam, they will be written and it will be hanging on the wall. So it is mentioned, any even is there even one word called bhakti? Nothing is there. Krishna says, you know, you worship me. Krishna here very clearly says, always think of me and become my devotee. Krishna further says, Madhyaji. Madhyaji means worship me. Namaskura, offer obeisances unto me. Then you absorbed in me. Krishna guaranteed. He is saying, surely you will come back to me. So this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. That essence, what is where it is, not even one word it is mentioned about bhakti. It is not even mentioned about you worship me. Nothing is mentioned. Nothing is mentioned that Gita char. That is not the essence of Bhagavad Gita. This is the perfect essence of Bhagavad Gita. There are many false commentators are there. They say, Krishna here says, engage your mind always in thinking of me. So Krishna, many people, because of the ignorant, what they will write is that Krishna and Krishna's mind, it is a different. Krishna is different and Krishna's mind is different. So in this way, there are people, they misguide the readers. There are many people, they read Bhagavad Gita, then this is a false commentator. They write like this way and then they will mislead the people. But actually, we should understand that Krishna is absolute. Krishna is absolute and he is always full, and there is no difference between his body, mind, and everything. He is, because he is completely spiritual, and Krishna and Krishna's body, there is no difference. This point is mentioned in the Kurma Purana. The same thing is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the spiritual master of His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And he also confirmed in his Anubhashya commentary. So the first Krishna says, Manmana, always think of me. So thinking means there are two kind of thinking. One is Anukul, one is Pratikul. Anukul means you should think about Krishna is favorably. This is called actually Sura. Sura means devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will be always thinking Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. Anukul. But there are other kinds of people, are Asuras. Asuras, they are always envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will be always thinking about the unfavorable Pratikulya. Pratikulyam. There are specifically, if you see, there are many atheist class of people are there. Actually, they will also criticize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is actually mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that even if you criticize Krishna, that also you will get benefit, because you are remembering Krishna. Either way, you remember Krishna in a favorable way, you remember Krishna in an unfavorable way, the benefit will be there. But Krishna will be pleased when we serve him in a favorable way. One time in a newspaper or somewhere, they have written very bad about Krishna. When they are writing bad, then the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and they actually went and complained to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Maharaj, such and such things are going on. The newspaper, they are talking bad about Krishna. They have written article about Krishna very badly. Then he asked how many times they have mentioned Krishna's name. So they counted, and they have, these people, though in the newspaper, they have actually criticized Krishna. They have mentioned more than 100 times. They have mentioned Krishna's name several times. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he explained that he don't worry anything. Even though they are criticizing Krishna, but since they written Krishna's name, and it will purify them. So similarly, one is actually thinking about anukul or pratikul, favorable or unfavorable, definitely it will helpful. But as per the Shastra, and Krishna will be very much pleased when we are favorably execute the devotional service. So when we see the Kamsa, he always think about Krishna. Just like devotees, they are always satatam kirtayanto ma medantaschidradavrittaha. Even sometimes devotees, they may forget. But the Kamsa, he never forgot Krishna. You see, sometimes the devotees of the Lord, they may forget to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Kamsa, he always 24/7, he remembers Krishna. While he is walking and he see Krishna. While he is drinking water inside the glass, he see Krishna's form. Then while he is sleeping, he see Krishna. While he is dreaming also, he see Krishna. Then while he is going out for walking, and he see Krishna. When he look at the sky, he see Krishna. When he look at the sun, he see Krishna. When he look at the tree, he see Krishna. And he look at some birds, cows, whatever the form he is looking, whatever he do, and he always thinking about Krishna. Maybe he is actually pure devotee of the Lord. He is also everywhere, he is seeing. What is the Paramahamsa means? He see everywhere as a Krishna. When Sukadeva Goswami, he was actually walking from the womb of his mother. As soon as he born, he started walking. 16 years, he become 16 years, and he started walking. So everywhere, you know, he is seeing only Krishna. Even tree also, even everything, he see Krishna only. So this is the state of the Paramahamsa. So similarly, Kamsa also, whatever he is looking at, if anybody comes, he is looking, it's a Krishna. Maybe Krishna is coming. Oh, maybe he is actually Krishna is going to kill me. And this way they is actually keep on thinking with so much anxiety, so much worry, and he is always, I should also kill Krishna. He actually sent so many demons to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. So in this way, we should think actually Krishna in a bhakti. Krishna, that's why here says, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. You just actually think of me in a favorable. We should always think about the Supreme Lord in a favorable way. It is not like a Asuras, it is not like a Kamsa he was thinking. So we should learn from the bona fide spiritual master how to do favorable bhakti. When we are in ignorant, we cannot decide which is a favorable and which is unfavorable. So that's why the Shastra, it is explained, Krishna also explained, Tad Viddhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadekshi Antade Jnanam Jnanina Tattu Darishanaha. We should actually learn from bona fide spiritual master what is a favorable and what is a favorable, unless everything go in vain. Everything go in vain. If you go to wrong guru, what will happen? We cannot attain the Param Gatim, the supreme spiritual planet, Vaikuntha Loka. We will not attain. Where we will go? It is everything simply waste of time. If somebody explaining about Bhagavad Gita or whatever we learn from the false commentator or false bogus guru. So one should think in his mind the eternal form of Krishna. When we are, Krishna here says, always think of me. In order to think, we should know the form also. We should know the form also. Just like if you see nowadays, there are many people, they are doing meditation. What kind of meditation? They will close the eyes, then they will say, you assume this bulb, then you assume some dot, then you assume some red color. In this way, you cannot control the mind. Is there anybody in this material world, they have controlled the mind? Nobody is controlled. How can you control the mind just by thinking bulb, bulb, bulb? Every day you think about bulb, 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 bulb. Then every day you think about green, green, green. There are some people are there like this way. Then they will assume something. So this will not helpful for controlling the mind. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned very nicely, we should think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is a poisonous mind. There is a poison is there in our mind. As soon as we think Krishna, that poison will be removed. Just like a Kaliya. When Krishna was dancing on the hood of the Kaliya, all the poisons is actually removed. Then Kaliya become, even though he is actually snake, he become the very, very humble person. So similarly, we should think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead in an eternal form. We should also know the form. And how venam ganandam aravindadala yadaksham barvavatam samasitambuda sundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Krishna's form is a very, very beautiful form. Nobody in this material world can enhance Krishna's beauty. Nobody can surpass the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is actually Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Even the kotis of Kandarpas, the cupid comes and join together, whatever the beauty will be there, and Krishna's beauty is much more. Nobody can surpass the beauty of Krishna. That's why everybody, Krishna, the word Krishna means attractive, all attractive. Krishna attracts everybody. So we should think of the eternal form of the Krishna with the conviction in the heart. We should be convinced in the heart that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should not simply, okay, you know, the Vedic literature and Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, I am the God, I am the God, I am the God. Maybe Krishna is a God. So we should not be having any doubt in the mind. We should be completely convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, if you are not convinced, then how can we meditate upon him? If you are not confident about your friend, then how can you trust it? So similarly, we should have the full convince in the heart that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should think in this way, then what will happen? Nowadays, instead of thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are thinking so many things. We are thinking about this, we are thinking about that. So many things are going on in our mind. keep on thinking about this. 5 minutes we are thinking about this. Just like a monkey is a jump from one branch to another branch. Similarly, this mind is a compared to the monkey. This mind also keep on jump from one object to another, another to another, here to there, Delhi to Madras, Madras to Bombay, Bombay to Calcutta, Calcutta to Mumbai, then Japan, Australia. It is a keep on rotating, keep on going here and there, office, house, wife, children, this. See, so many things, political, cinema, so many things are there, and we are keep on thinking so many things, it is there in our mind. So when we think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and will make us free from the fear, rancor and lamentation. Because we are associated with so many things, and we are keep on thinking about the so many things, so many unwanted things, our mind is completely polluted. And because of the complete pollution, and we are feeling so much of fear, and we are getting angry, and we are lamenting, and we are worrying. So when we just think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna is very, very beautiful. He is a very, very beautiful person. He is a very, very nice guy, and he is a very, very wonderful person. So when we think about Krishna, very, very peace of mind, then all our tension, worries and fear, anger, everything will be cleaned from our mind. Then we can become very, very peaceful. So as essence of this today discussion is that we should always think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead with the full conviction in our heart that Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we think about Krishna, then our mind will become very, very peaceful. Very, very peaceful. Then mind will become very, very clean, and it will not agitate, and we will not get any fear or anger and lamentation. All it will go away. Hare Krishna. Krishna further says and few other important things, and we'll try to discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.